This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Kara Schallenberg. www.kray.org. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes, and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 18. Domestics. Hints on the Management of Domestics, etc. Some families are always changing their domestics, and weary their friends with complaints of those they have, and inquiries for others. Deliberate before you make a change. If servants are honest, speak the truth, and have an obliging disposition. It is better to bear with a few defects than to discharge them. These are qualifications for the foundation of a good servant, and some of the most valuable I have had were such as could hardly be put up with at first. By being patient and speaking to them in a kind manner, they become attached, and fearful of doing anything to offend. When they break anything or an accident occurs, accustom them to inform you of it immediately. Few mistresses, of well-regulated minds, will be offended when openly told of accidents, but if they are left to be found out, you always feel more disposed to blame and reprove them. By speaking to them in a mild and forgiving manner, careless servants will become more careful. A considerate mistress may, without loss of dignity, make them feel that she regards it as her duty to be their friend, and that she feels herself under an obligation to advise them in difficulties and promote their comfort. We should reflect that theirs is a life of servitude, and if they overexert themselves, or are too much exposed in early life, it will bring on disease that will shorten their days, or render old age a burden. Some young persons are too indolent to wait on themselves, and ring for the servants on the most trifling occasions, when, if they were accustomed to perform these little offices, their health would be much better, and we should not hear of so many complaints, the result of want of exercise. All female servants should have time to attend to their clothing. Many have to work so hard through the day that their only leisure is at night, and then they hurry over their things in a careless manner. Where your circumstances permit, a good manservant is a valuable acquisition, and they are sometimes more easily governed than females. If mistresses were better informed, they would not complain so much of the ignorance and awkwardness of their domestics. Always give them their orders in time. If a new dish is to be cooked, superintend its preparation yourself. If you are capable of directing, a cook will soon learn to do without your constant attention. If they are slow in their movements, insist on their beginning early to prepare a meal, so that there will be time sufficient for everything to be done properly. If you expect company, have everything prepared that can be done with safety the day previous. In summer there are but few things that can be done without risk of spoiling. A ham or tongue may be washed ready to boil, castors and salt stands put in order, and pastry or dessert prepared that will not spoil by being kept a day. In winter, many things can be kept for days in a state of preparation for cooking, and it greatly assists the work of the family to have everything done beforehand. Do with as few domestics as possible. Assist with the work yourself, rather than keep one too many. Those that take orphan children to bring up are often rewarded for their trouble, as sometimes a girl of 15 will be more useful than one much older. And where a family is small, it does very well. But in large families, a little girl is so often called from her work that it has a tendency to unsettle and make her careless. Never allow your children to call on or interrupt servants when at their work or meals, or do anything which a child could do for itself. Children that treat domestics with respect will generally find them willing to render any assistance in their power. I have known a few housekeepers who have kept the same servants for years, who have assisted in rearing the children until they almost viewed them as their own, and these were not faultless. If they had been discharged for trifles, they might have wandered from one family to another without being attached to any, until they became so indifferent as not to be worthy of employ. But by the kindness and patience of their employer, they became so grateful and attached as to be a treasure to her family. When they become weary of such constant servitude, would it not be better, instead of discharging, to give them time for rest and recreation in visiting their friends? I have known them to return, renewed in health and spirits. Encourage them to lay by as much of their wages as they can possibly spare, in such institutions as are thought the most safe, that they may have something to look to in case of sickness or any event which would require its use. Promote their reading in such books as are suited to their capacities. They sometimes have a little leisure that could be well filled up in this way. I have found it to increase the happiness of those under my care, to encourage a fondness for reading and improving their minds. It tends to keep them from unprofitable company and too much visiting, to which so many are addicted. Young girls should make and mend their own clothes, and keep them in good order, and they should be taught to knit. The material of which stockings are composed costs but little, and they wear much better than those that are bought. Knitting fills up leisure moments, and promotes industrious habits, and when age comes on they will have a resource, although it appears so simple, yet if it is not learned while young, it is hard to acquire when old. When servants are guilty of faults that cannot be looked over, instead of publicly reproving them, take an opportunity, when alone, and talk coolly. Tell them of your sorrow at being obliged to notice their conduct. Encourage them to pursue a different course, and that you will forgive them if they will strive to do better. I have known them much improved by this mode of treatment. By inspecting every department, not only will waste be prevented, but dishonesty. In cities many persons find it necessary to lock up nearly everything, and it is a lamentable state of things that so few are to be trusted. Sometimes treating servants with confidence will have a good effect, but let them be aware that you have a knowledge of everything that is going on. Some young persons are completely at the mercy of their domestics. I have known great uneasiness to be experienced, and much loss, but by showing a little moral courage, and discharging those that are irreclaimable, an ascendancy was gained. Never suffer them to treat you with disrespect or impertinence. If it is known that they will be discharged for these faults, they will be on their guard. If you have taken a boy or girl to bring up as a domestic, endeavor to teach them, at least, to spell and read. They are sometimes very fond of their books, and if you once get them to reading, it will become to them a favorite evening amusement. I have known them to take up their books on every occasion of leisure. I have seen boys that worked hard through the day spend all the evening with their books, slate, and occasionally a little writing. Sometimes I have in the evening felt fatigued and listless, and would much rather read and amuse myself than go out to teach two or three in the kitchen. But in attending to this, which I consider a duty, have felt a sweet reward. Indeed, their grateful thanks expressed by words have encouraged me to keep on. I have thought a little instruction in this way arouses their faculties, and tends to make them more industrious. When I have been prevented from teaching them for some time by indisposition or other causes, I have observed that they were not so cheerful in the performance of their work. If they are reading anything they do not fully understand, take a little time to explain it to them. It will be, my young friends, like sowing the good seed, and you, as well as they, will receive the reward. I wish to encourage you in the most affectionate manner to attend to this duty. You will find it will strengthen you in the performance of others. The more we exert our faculties, the more we can accomplish. He that does nothing renders himself incapable of doing anything. While we are executing one work, we are preparing ourselves to undertake another. End of Section 18. Domestics. Read by Kara Schallenberg on February 15th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.